Hi, this is Dr. Bill Meyer, and thanks for listening to this highlight from Dr. Bill Meyer Live. If you want to hear the entire broadcast or more highlights from our recent programs, you can go to our program page at myfaithradio.com.
If you would, let's back up a minute and tell me the difference. Tell us the difference between being powerful, powerless, or empowered. What do those three things look like in our Christian walk, or maybe how they're contrary to our Christian walk?
Yeah, I think in our world and our culture today, the idea of being powerful or sometimes being powerless seem to be the norm. I think that culturally people want to be powerful. I can do it myself. I can take care of it. We even sometimes raise kids to be self-sufficient and take care of themselves. And there's nothing wrong ultimately with having, working out of the gifts that God's given you. But you have to understand it's not my power. And so powerful people want to kind of control their own world, run their own destiny, and do things on their own. The other end of the spectrum, and this is happening more and more in our culture, is people are saying, I'm powerless. There's nothing I can do. Everyone has to take care of me. I'm a victim. It's about entitlement and what everyone does for me. And that's really not the way God wants us to live either. And so there's this place of being an empowered person where you actually walk with the gifting and the strength that God's given you, but understanding that as you walk in the presence of Jesus, as you're filled with the Holy Spirit, as you live under the kind of the presence of your Heavenly Father, God's presence empowers you, and things that you could never do on your own, you could never do in your own strength, all of a sudden you discover, wow, I have the power to do this because I'm empowered by the very presence of Jesus.
And I'm assuming that you have to really start with an accurate view of dependence. And as you said, our culture, at least in the past, my parents' generation, it was pull yourself up by your bootstraps and, you can accomplish anything. And, those who work hard can make it to the top. And in my family, that's what I was taught. And I think one of my spiritual struggles has always been learning to be dependent and to rely on God. And sometimes, and I don't know if you ever struggle with this, Kevin, but, when I go to pray about something, I start to pray and I'm really thinking at the beginning, I'm going to turn it over to God. And then as I pray, I go, well, God, you could do it this way. And if you did it this way, I've got these five ideas. And pretty soon I'm pretty much, telling God to just give me a rubber stamp on this great plan that I have for fixing this problem. That's not dependence. So how do we start? How do we get that first part right?
Yeah, and I think Bill, you're hitting on something really important. Is that we have there's a partnership that we have with God. There's times where He calls us to do our part, and that powerless part is saying I have nothing that I can offer in this. And God says, no, you're always part of the game here. You always have some skin in the game. I've gifted you. I've called you. You're part of it. I even think of the 40-day challenge that you're walking on with those that are part of your community, and through the radio community. And you could say, okay, God, I'm going to choose to not do this certain thing or start doing this thing and have this new discipline in my life. And okay, God, do it for me. Well, guess what? God wants them to partner. If they make a decision to not be eating chocolate or if they're going to start exercising, it's going to be a decision every day. But the power of God in us and asking God for strength when we feel weak is absolutely essential. So it's this beautiful balance of knowing that there's a part that we play in this journey of faith, but there's parts that only God can do. So we do the part that God calls us to do, and we trust Him to do what only He can do. And you put those things together, and this empowered life is when you begin to realize, I couldn't have made it through. I couldn't have done that. I didn't have strength for that. And yet, as I was striving with all the strength that, like the Apostle Paul says, God mightily inspires within me, but also as I'm trusting in the power of Jesus, there's this partnership with God, which I look all the way back to the garden with Adam and Eve. There was a sense of a partnership, this relationship. That's what God wants us to have. And I hope and pray for all of your listeners that over these 40 days that they're walking on this journey, that they do their part, but trusting God for His part where they're weak. And that together is this beautiful partnership of walking with Jesus.
Thanks so much for listening to this podcast from Dr. Bill Meyer Live. For more information about the podcast, you can visit our program page at myfaithradio.com. Just look for Dr. Bill Meyer Live.